Is it too loud?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Wednesday, 224. Scratch out one of them twos. Didn't got added there. We're going to look at a return to honor. This will be part one. And we're going to start out, I'm going to look at respecting authority. We're going to go to 1 Timothy. This is 1 Timothy chapter 1. Chapter 2. There was the two. It was up there. It should have been down here. It's like in the key drops. All right. It's a com. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Anyway. All right. 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 5. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For how many? All men, for kings, is it not going? For all, for kings and all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. So we're familiar with this because we do this in our petitions. But I'm going to break it down. I've never really done that, I don't think. So we're going to look in the Strong's of what supplications are. Well, a supplication is a petition. So we're hitting on that cylinder. We are doing that right because we have had a petition and we've prayed this prayer for many years for our leaders. All right, when we come to prayers here, prayers in the Greek here is worship. Intercession is an interview. This is giving of thanks. Well, thanksgiving here means gratitude, grateful language to God as in worship. So we're there to give thanks for our leaders, not to trash and bash our leaders. That's all I hear is trashing and bashing. I'm sorry. And that's not just civil leaders. We're talking about spiritual leaders as well. I mean, it used to be a thing, you know, you go after church, you have a fellowship, you go to somebody's house and talk about the pastor behind their back. You know, it's a thing where if we don't agree with them, it's real easy to trash and bash. We have to quit being the bash brothers. We've got to get into a frame of mind that no matter whether we like them or not, we have to obey the scriptures. Why? We're cutting off our own your own channel between you and God. I'll just put it that way. People that trash and bash are cutting off. They want God, oh, bless America. God bless America. Oh, I hate that one. I hate that one. I hate that one. And as soon as the speech is over, they're on social media and bashing and trashing. But God bless America. He can't bless anything like that. Why? You've blocked the way. Or whoever does that blocks the way. This is an avenue. What kind of avenue? Where do Christians are supposed to be walking? What avenue? Faith avenue, yes. But what? Love. Love never fails. It will prevent hindrances. All right. Let's look at a few scriptures. 2 Corinthians 4:15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. So staying in the mode of thanksgiving, giving thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It doesn't mean if you like it or not, or if you like the person or not. You like how they act or how they do things. It says give thanks in all things. It didn't say give thanks for all things. It says in all things, right? In all things. Okay, Philippians 4, 6. This is what I just said to you. Be careful for nothing. When we trash and bash, is that being careful? Maybe. Concern. We don't like this, so we give our 2 cents in. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Is that just exactly what we read here in 1 Timothy 2? Supplication, right here, supplication, prayers, intercessions. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And it talks about what you are supposed to look at. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, even Paul, when he was in the temple, and that high priest slapped him, and he said, he called him a whitewashed wall, and he said, do you revile the high priest? And he backtracks, oh, I would never speak against the high priest. And he's wicked. Is it only the good ones that we're supposed to give thanks for, or is it the bad ones? I didn't give a preference here. It's not even about the leaders. It's about an avenue for the church to operate in the earth, love. So you see a church that's filled with backbiting and gossiping, then how are they going to really fill the earth and do what God's called them to do if they're into that? All right, let's keep going. Colossians. And I didn't put the chapter. Boy, I'm hitting it good tonight. I think it's 1. Let's look at 1:7. No. Let's go to 2. Oh, Lord, help me. All right. It's 2. Chapter 2. I guess I must have been in a hurry this morning. All right. 2:7. Rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For it's in him all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you're complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. So we do not want to cut off our lifeline. We don't want to have hindrances to prayer because we are not honoring our leaders. It's really probably the best position to take is if you can't say anything good, don't say anything, right? Okay. Colossians 4, starting with 1 there. It says, Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that we also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. Withal praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Love is the standard, and love never fails. What happens with trashing and bashing? The devil comes in and hinders. He hinders the body of Christ. He hinders the work of God. I mean, there's a lot through the scriptures about settling matters quickly and not letting, you know, things about disputings and things going on, get them settled so the devil can't get in. All right, 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. You know, a lot of people think, well, God's just not answering. He's just not hearing. But I think a lot of the times what's going on here is maybe things have been said and uttered that hindered God. Kind of like with Daniel. That demonic entity tried to hinder. Because I know the evil words spoken are all in this atmosphere, and I know they're hindering things. It's like when the body of Christ comes together and walks as the body of Christ in love, it will be a powerful force in the earth because there would be nothing to hinder. All right, Romans 13. I don't like the way some of the leaders are doing things, and especially if they're leaders that have done really terrible things. But are we the judge? No, we are not. We're to pray for those in authority. If there might be some hope that maybe they could not go to the place where they deserve, just like us. We all deserve that. All of us have sinned, fallen short, right? Okay, 1 Thessalonians, Romans 13. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. There is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. A lot of people don't like Donald Trump. Oh, he'd be a war hawk. He's a warmonger. That's what Hillary Clinton said. No, he's anything but. And the Christians, well, you know, he says an F-bomb every once in a while, or he says words I don't like, and I don't like his mean tweets or whatever. Well, God didn't put him in there to be a choir boy. He didn't put him in there to be a preacher. He put him in there to be a warrior. He's the perfect person for this. Perfect. And he don't say everything right. He said Billy Graham Jr., whatever his name is. Is he a junior? Well, anyway, Billy Franklin Graham was talking to him about, Mr. President, you ought not to say them words. He said, He said, I'm trying so hard, but sometimes it's just the only word that fits. I'm saying, let the man be who the man is. Quit trying to change him into your faux Christian image. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he gets complaints about everything he does, but he is God's servant to execute judgment. Don't get in his way. All right. Wherefore, you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause, pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. No, he ain't churchy. Not at all. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. That's the only debt. Only thing. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. What's the law? What's the royal law? Somebody quote the royal law to me? Danny, what's the royal law say? As yourself. It says you fulfilled the law. If we're not in our love walk, we're the ones that are in the wrong. If we have not. Now you don't have to hug them and kiss them, but you can keep your mouth right and you can have the right attitude and say, Lord, I'm honoring this person because you required of me to do so. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. We're God's army. We are the light. If you want to talk about a light worker, that's what God's people are. They're the light of the world. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Well, the love walk takes care of that. This is all authority, like them or not. Like I said, if you can't say anything good, just don't say anything at all. Because that's where we usually sin, is with our mouths, right? Okay, 2 Corinthians 2. Lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. All right. Ignorant means to not to know or lack of information. Or devices means a purpose. In other words, Satan sends his devices against us with a purpose. Try to lodge us out of our place. Get us to do something stupid. In my opinion, there is a massive lack of respect for authority in our country. I don't think anybody could argue with that. People make it a personal vendetta to go on social media platforms and criticize anyone they do not agree with. With the internet, this info travels around the world in a short period of time. Satan has had a field day in the church and in the nation and the nations of the world. You know what? Even leaders around the world, they may not like Trump, but they respect him. Every nation in the world. All right. Christians, I'm sorry, but are some of the worst to do this to their leader, of which I have been a victim. They wonder why God can't bless America. How can God send a blessing when his people are aiding and abetting the enemy? They're their own worst enemy. God's not the enemy. God has never held anything back. We live under open heaven. All right? If God says we should pray for all in authority, do you suppose that you will give an account whether you did or not? Oh. People blame God, but God is a good God. He wants to bless his people, but his people won't get in line with his program. Pray for your leaders first. Donald Trump is the most criticized man on earth, and that includes by Christians. They want a preacher in the White House. Why? They need a warrior in the White House. He is willing to do hard things to execute God's plan for this nation and the nations of the world. He has taken more slings and arrows than probably any person has ever been on the earth. These authorities are placed there by God, and God will not take lightly those that come against his placed authority. He's telling us this. We can either obey it or we can not. But then we cannot gripe to God when things don't seem to be the way we think they ought to be either, if we're not obeying him. Now, if we are, we can expect that. We'll have the answer. All right, James chapter 3. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If a man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Wow. That is quite a statement. Like loose lips sink ships. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue no man can tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either of vine figs? So can no fountain yield both salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Well, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the earth. I think peacemakers are ones that know how to hold their tongue. Say the right words at the right time. All right, let's go on to 4. Let me get a drink right here. I know this is sober, but you know what? We want to be not bitter, we want to be better, right? Verse 1 here, 4. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon our lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. How are we going to submit to God? Pray for your leaders. Don't bash your leaders. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. How do you draw nigh to God? Obey his word. And he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. I know it's easy to get caught up in it when you got a bunch of people griping and complaining. Where's my money? Where's my money? Who cares if somebody next door is going to hell? Where's my money? Hope somebody listens to this. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. You know, when you come down to really the truth of the matter, God is the provider. And what we receive from God comes from him. We're not looking to man. We're not looking to some leader to do it for us. God will bypass a leader, and if you're obedient to him, he rewards. Because we're putting too much emphasis on them doing it for us. That's what's wrong right now in our nation. Everybody's wanting the president to do it, or they're wanting the leaders to do it, or why don't Congress do it, or why don't the military step in? Well, you know what? If we'd have been following God the way we were supposed to, we wouldn't be in this mess. I'm talking the church would not be in this mess. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? You know, we really never know. Like somebody say, we go somewhere and they're ugly to us, but you really don't know what that person's going through. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will. Do you know he is the provider? He's the one that can meet your financial needs. He's the one that can heal your body. He alone. He alone. But now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. Where's my health care? Well, Jesus already provided your health care. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Right here, the word honor. It means esteem or dignity. Honor to whom honor? President Trump, they've disgraced President Trump by saying he's the former president. You never say that a sitting president that's out of office is never a former president. He is always Mr. President. That's just like in the military. If you're a rank, you're always talked to by other soldiers with your rank. That is honor, and that's dignity. We've got to return to honor in this nation, because there's so little But it can begin with us. And you know what? When we honor God, He honors us. That's the good part. It's not without compensation. He that's a doer of the word is the one that's blessed in his doing. Okay.